We wanted to take a little time, though, to warn cat owners in Cape Town about an important piece of veterinary news. It was actually flagged by the Animal Welfare Society of South Africa a little while ago, and that is the fact that there has been a worrying increase in the number of cases of feline leukemia virus. It is an incurable disease, but it is an entirely preventable one if owners are well informed about the risks and what they can do to protect their pets. So let's have a say hello to Dr. Guy Fivey, who is a vet joining us on the line this afternoon to chat to us about feline leukemia virus and, most importantly, how to avoid it in the first place. Welcome to the show, Guy. Great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you very much, Pepper.
What is feline leukemia virus? Let's start with the most basic question.
Right. So it's a virus, obviously a viral disease that affects the immune system. And it's very infectious if the animal has got the disease and is spreading. What it basically affects is the immune system and brings that down, so they're more likely to get other diseases potentially as well.
Okay.
But it's passed on through, you know, saliva, blood, mother cat to kittens, but generally through fighting and also just rubbing against each other.
Okay, fighting and rubbing against each other. Now, not all cats rub against their owners, I know, but are those quite common cat behaviors, Guy? I've never been a cat owner, so I don't know if that's something they do all the time.
Absolutely. That's how they greet each other. And then obviously, you know, cats that don't know each other will fight as well. So that's another way that it is passed on.
Okay, so you've explained how it's spread. Now, if a cat has been protected against this, let me rephrase that. How do you protect against them catching it in the first place?
Right. So obviously it's a contact disease. So if your cat's not coming into contact with another cat, then obviously it can't get the disease. But of course, that's not always, you're not always able to do that. There's vaccination. So basically, that's the most important part, is vaccination and then keeping your cats separate from other cats. But the vaccination protocol is very important. It's 6, 9, and 12 weeks with feline leukemia virus vaccine being something slightly, you know, different to the normal vaccines.
Okay.
But it should be being given at that time. And then in theory, we should be testing to make sure that they are not positive. And that would be the best way of doing it.
Okay, so if you are acquiring a new kitten, you need to be asking a question about whether it's had the vaccination at 6, 9, or 12 weeks, depending on what age you're bringing it home. Guy, if the answer was no, is it too late to do it once you pass the 12-week mark?
No, we can do it. I mean, obviously, whenever you can, that's the ideal of 6, 9, and 12 weeks. But I mean, when we can vaccinate them, that would be better. At some point, we also, you know, need to test them to see whether they possibly are positive or negative.
Okay.
Because you know, if it's positive, you don't necessarily want to vaccinate. That's the point.
Okay.
I think the important thing here is that they can live a long, healthy life with this disease. It's not as if it's if it's a death sentence. And sometimes they do get rid of it. So they actually get rid of the disease itself. So I have, for example, I've got a 13-year-old cat that's got feline leukemia positive.
Yeah.
He's lived his whole life in the house, so he hasn't come into contact with other cats. But he's perfectly healthy and been, you know, around for 13 years. So
that's amazing.
It can be. Yep.
Okay, so that requires obviously very responsible pet ownership from someone like yourself.
Yep.
To make sure that cat is not able to interact with others and potentially pass it on. Guy, any reason or surmising as to why we're suddenly seeing a spike of cases as Animal Welfare is reporting?
I really don't know, how big a spike it would be, but essentially it's possibly more cats roaming. More people, I don't know, more people at home. That's the only thing I can think of, you know, but remember, these diseases also always go in sort of waves. So
yeah.
Where they, you know, they'll be down and under control. And then some reason, we will get a wave as we know with COVID. So,
yeah.
You know, that's possibly what it is. It's on an upswing at the moment.
So, Guy, obviously very important for cat owners to keep an eye out for potential symptoms. What would those symptoms look like?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're very non-specific. So weight loss, poor appetite, unkempt fur, so if they look like they're scruffy, swollen lymph nodes, pale, inflamed gums, sneezing, snotty, even seizures and diarrhea and runny stools are potentially also a problem.
Okay, so if you notice any of those symptoms, what's the thing to do? Because you don't want to take the cat into a vet's office where it could potentially come into contact with other cats and pass it along. Guy, what's the protocol in such a case?
So the protocol would be to go to the vet, but to contact the vet ahead and say, I have a potential cat case, and then they will make sure that they keep it separate. When you come into the practice, they should then take it immediately to another room, so that it's unlikely to come into contact. They really need very close contact with another cat for it to be passed on.
Okay. Anything else I should have asked you that I haven't that you'd like to our audience to know about, Guy?
Yeah. So if they have it, it's not, as I said, it's not a death sentence. We can keep them healthy. We feed them properly. We stop them from roaming. We give them their vaccinations. And just to remind everybody that by law, all cats and dogs need to have a rabies vaccine yearly. So that is important as well. Deworm them and take them to the vet if they are showing any symptoms.
Guy, thanks very much for joining us to help raise awareness on this today. Appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Pippa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guy Fivey, Veterinary Affairs Manager at Hills Pet Nutrition, speaking just there about feline leukemia virus. So please, if you are a cat owner, just be aware of the fact that we are going through a bit of a seasonal spike in this disease, and keep your eye open for any of those symptoms which Guy has managed, and respond accordingly with regard to taking the animal to the vet. If anybody listening has had experience, has had a cat that has had this and lived a long life like Guy's did, or wants to comment on the issue around the issue of keeping cats isolated is one that is a challenge for some pet owners, but I hope that interview has made it clear why it's a challenge that needs to be met. Please do share your thoughts on this one. 021-446-0567 if you'd like to call in, and your SMS is to 31567.